don't know.
Does this look right to you? The old guy hobbling around is starting a new job, and the energetic dynamo is retiring to Florida. Something's wrong with this picture. Anyway, we'll get to that. It's Joe Bartlett, do you know what day it is? What day is it today? I'm so lost.
It's Tuesday, January 19th. It's
Tuesday. Pandemic lockdown, you got a three-day weekend. Now I'm all confused. I feel like Joe Biden. I don't know what day it is. I don't know where I am. I forgot my place. But I hate to say it. It's the final day of the Trump presidency. Wow. Did you ever think you'd hear that? It's the final day of the Trump presidency. A lot's going to happen today. And then tomorrow, the inauguration takes place at noon. Normally, they invite 200,000 people. That's how many invitations go out to an inauguration. Besides all the Washington swamp people, donors and all that sort of stuff get invited. That make a lot of money. There's a lot of money. A lot of those tickets go for big bucks because donors pay a fortune to come to the inaugural, get a private meet and greet with this person, that person, go to an inaugural ball. So that's all off. Instead of the usual 200,000 invitations, only 1,000 have been sent out, and it's pretty much just the swamp. The congressmen, the Washington officials, they got in a few hundred donors. They're big donors that they'll mingle in with the crowd. Do we know where these 1,000 people will be? They can't all be on the Capitol steps in those seats behind the inauguration, can they? And there's an audience in front, too.
No, there's probably going to be limited seating down in the front, I would assume.
But how are they going to do this? They're going to have to do the distancing, right?
Yeah, social distancing with the circles, probably.
Yeah, that circle, the company that paints the circles, they must have gone crazy. We just got an order for 1,000 circles. And it must be weeks of painting these 1,000 circles. Now, these people say, why do they do this horn honking? It's to keep Biden awake. It's the only way they can keep him awake through the speech. So, what do we do tomorrow at noon after? I guess we'll be covering the adventures of bumbling Biden every day. We'll be covering the return of the swamp as they take charge again of everything. So it's the last day of the Trump presidency. It's day 325 of the pandemic, of the lockdown. Day 325. Unbelievable that we've been going through it this long. Anyway, the swamp will be back. Things will go back to normal, back to the way it was. The Obama team takes over. This is really the return of the Obama administration. Biden will act as the figurehead, but everybody in the cabinet, in the office, in the staff, everybody running everything is from the Biden administration. You got everybody from Ron Klain to Tony Blinken to all these Biden people will be back. The president, again, kept quiet. Melania, the first lady, made a nice speech.
I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace.
Doesn't she sound like a wonderful woman?
Yeah.
I'm sure
she ended up with James Donald Trump.
Letitia James is preparing charges against her as we speak.
Oh, wow.
We don't know for what. She'll make up something. Cy Vance will be charging her with something.
As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination.
Now, Joe Bartlett, she is a wonderful woman. I've known her for a million years. She really is a wonderful woman. And you look at his kids. They really are good kids, aren't they? I mean, wouldn't you be proud of those kids?
Donald Trump Jr., he kind of went off the rails a little bit. But yeah, they're, you know, overall, I mean, for growing up the way they did, they came out very nice, yes.
But when you say went off the rails, that's just, you know, you didn't like what he said or he's talking too much.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the way he's conducted his life,
yes,
his business, his family. I mean, it's a good kid. I mean, you compare that with Hunter Biden. Yeah, well, you talk about going off the rails.
Yeah, right, okay.
You're dating your brother's widow. You're sleeping with a pole dancer, and then you marry her after 2 weeks, and then you get kicked out of the army for drugs. You get pulled over by the cops. They find a crack pipe, three driver's licenses, and a badge. I mean, which kids would you rather have to worry about and deal with?
Certainly not Hunter. No.
No. So will he be at the inaugural? Are they painting a special circle just for Hunter? So the rumor is there'll be 100 pardons today that President Trump is preparing this final pardon list. 100 pardons is not a lot. In fact, when he leaves, he will have done fewer pardons than any other president in a long time. Other administrations have done pardons in the thousands. This is going to be a couple hundred by the time he's done. If there are 100 today, we don't know who's on them. Not Rudy Giuliani. There's all these. Rudy Giuliani is not known to have committed any crime. You could say, well, I thought he was a little crazy with his election theories, but that's not criminal. Who else are they talking about? The family, the kids. The kids have committed no crimes of any kind. So there would be no reason for a pardon. There's no crime. Why would you pardon just somebody just to pardon? So rumors about the list include Sheldon Silver. Can you figure out what that's all about?
No, I was hoping you could shed some light on that. Why would Trump have any mercy for him? Did they do business?
Yeah, I was trying to look back at that. In all the years that Trump was doing business, it required a lot of interaction with government, help from government, permits, stuff like that. So Sheldon Silver may have been good to him like that. I think another factor is Sheldon Silver is part of the Orthodox community here in New York, and Trump is very close to them. And who knows, maybe they went and lobbied for this pardon. Every major group gets a pardon. That's generally how it works. With every president, you go to everybody. Who do you want pardon? Who do you want pardon? So they may have Sheldon Silver on their list. And there could have been a Jared connection, too, also Orthodox. But more than that, Jared, all those years, when you're a real estate guy and you're building stuff all over the place in New York State, you need help from guys like Sheldon Silver. That's how you get it done. So he may have been good to both of them through the years. And it's kind of, Sheldon Silver kept himself out of jail for 5 years after sentencing. You got to give him credit as the best string puller ever. 5 years he pulled all these strings and kept out of jail. But he's been in jail for about seven months. And that's kind of where the pardon is supposed to be used, for somebody that's been convicted, gone to prison, and then you decide to pardon them. You're not supposed to pardon people before a crime or anything like that. It's not usually done. So other than that, I know there's going to be a lot of people on the list that it just names you won't know. Criminals, drug dealers. There have been bad pardons through the years, obviously. You think of Mark Rich. But you remember there was an invasion of the Capitol. Crazy radicals invaded the Capitol. This was during Reagan's final years. And it was not like this last incident where it was basically just trespassing. In this incident in the 80s, they brought in explosives. They were going to blow up the Capitol, and they planted explosives all over the place. It was led by a woman named Susan Albertson. She was arrested. She was tried. She was convicted. She was sent to prison. And she got a pardon because Jerry Nadler pushed for it with the new president, Bill Clinton. Jerry Nadler got her pardoned, even though she had tried to, at one point, to blow up the Capitol building that he works in. He got her pardons. This swamp, you can't predict what. Well, I guess you can predict what they'll do. Whatever helps them. 125 violent riots all over America. And their reaction is, meh. A bunch of people walk into the Capitol. This is the worst act of terrorism ever in American history. And all of a sudden, finally, they wake up. Now they're against riots. All of a sudden. So, I forgot, where are we in impeachment? I forgot all about that. Isn't there supposed to be a trial today? Or is that?
I think tomorrow they're supposed to go into session briefly.
How could you do it tomorrow? Do they all have to go to the inauguration?
It doesn't last all day.
I don't know. I don't think that'll get done. Now, well, first of all, it would involve the Senate and Mitch McConnell. McConnell is going to go to church with Joe Biden tomorrow. This swamp. Look at this swamp. Yeah. How they come together right away. Look at when Trump took over. Mitch McConnell was his best friend. Now Mitch McConnell is on the phone with Biden. I didn't really know the guy. I talked to him a couple of times. Oh, he was awful, that guy. This swamp. It was right back together. So starting tomorrow afternoon, we can begin covering the return of the swamp. What does it mean immediately? Well, they're going to sign in all these things, lift this travel ban, that travel ban, tear down the wall. The caravans are already forming. They expect 11 million illegals to pour into the country. The only thing that would hold that back right now is the virus, but it's another thing. You listen to these crazy little swamp liberals, even the Cuomo's about, why can't we should stop anybody coming off a plane at an airport? But you don't mind 11 million illegals pouring across the border that you can't check or do any medical testing of. So that's one thing. The other big thing is they'll immediately take away our energy independence. You know, one thing Trump accomplished is, we'll put up the list of accomplishments later this week. It's an amazing list of accomplishments. One is, for the first time ever, we were totally energy independent. We had more oil than anybody. In fact, we were at the point where we were selling oil to the Middle East. So we were totally energy independent. That's why your energy costs have dropped. That's why gasoline prices have dropped. That's all over. They'll head back up. Biden's going to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, fracking, all that stuff. Keystone Pipeline is one of the first things he will cancel. It's a big symbolic thing. Also, it's a big favor to Warren Buffett because it competes with him, his business. One of his biggest businesses is railroad and tankers delivering oil. So shutting down that pipeline puts it all back to delivering by rail and all that stuff. And you say, well, that sounds more expensive. It's a lot more expensive. And you'll be paying the price at the pump. You'll see a big difference in the price. And then he'll sign all these, remember Solyndra, these terrible energy companies that went bankrupt, that they were going to put solar panels on everything. And so that's the Biden plan, to switch to the least efficient form of energy, solar panels and stuff like that. Didn't he run, wasn't he calling for unity? Did I hear that right? Wasn't there months of...
Repeatedly said unity. And I'm sure he's going to say unity a lot tomorrow, too, in his speech.
Unity. Unity is going to heal us. Unity. And then as soon as he got elected, he starts calling everybody a Nazi, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist. He's calling you names day and night. But this is the call for unity. So calling you names all day and night. They're trying to close down your favorite TV network. They're trying to close down anybody on Twitter that might disagree. This is the call for unity. So they remember they called Trump a dictator? And he's a dictator. He got banned off Twitter. He's banned off all social media. Dictators don't get banned. Whoever's doing the banning is the dictator. That's the dictator. So the tech cartel is now the dictator in charge. Tomorrow, I just keep an eye out. Don't go to any rallies or anything, but I don't think anybody will be. I don't think there's anything planned for anywhere. You know, when they talk about the violence, they're worried about something could happen tomorrow. Does anybody remember 2016 where a million rioters descended on the Trump inaugural and got really violent and terrorized anybody coming in and out of the Trump inaugural? Do you remember all that?
Sure.
Everybody forgot that, though. Up on the webpage, we got the video. You can see how violent and out of control the rioting was, not just at the Trump inaugural, but all day and night. They didn't stop. Everything was on fire. Cars, windows were getting smashed, buildings smashed. It was terrible violence at the Trump inaugural. I don't think you'll see anything like that tomorrow. I don't think you'll see much of anything. You notice they have sent, 25,000 troops are there?
Yeah.
A lot of this is to create this new narrative that the left is peaceful. you might have said, I remember in the summer, I was terrified for weeks when I looked out my window and my whole neighborhood was on fire and buildings were being smashed and robbed and looted and the rioters were clashing with police. I remember the most violent riots, 275 riots, 125 got totally out of control with violence. I remember they seized parts of a city. The 30 cities were just overcome by these riots. But they're trying to create this new narrative that never happened. What the big fear is the right wing, these extremists, these white supremacist group. Have you ever seen a white supremacist group? I'm sure they actually exist somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
Nobody's ever seen any of these white supremacists. I'm sure if you went to, where are they? Like Tennessee or West Virginia or someplace? I'm sure there's a couple of them. No Trump supporters ever met these white supremacists. And some people remember this term, the alt-right. The alt-right. That was from years ago. They started using that again. The other one is QAnon. I don't know anybody that's ever seen a QAnon or what. I don't even know what a QAnon is or where you would find the QAnon. So they create all these boogeymen that you're supposed to be afraid of. That's why all the troops. Chuck Todd, did you see him interview the D.C. mayor on Meet the Press?
I don't watch Meet the Press.
Yeah, they should have just come in that segment and arrested Chuck Todd for fraud and taken him away. It was the fakest interview. He never once said to this mayor, the day of the Capitol, and all, why didn't you have a correct police presence? Why didn't you set up a perimeter around the Capitol? Why was it the only time it was a mass demonstration and no police perimeter to keep them from going to the Capitol? Why? He never asked her. Never.
Nobody's interested in that stuff.
In fact, he treated her like she was some heroic figure, an incredible mayor who did a great job protecting the Capitol. Anyway, we'll get to Governor Cuomo and his vaccine bumbling. This guy can screw up anything. It's amazing. I could see the nursing home disaster, how you could make that stupid mistake. But this, we give out 80 million flu shots every year. It's easy. He can't figure out how to give out 200,000 vaccines a week. Anyway, we'll get to that coming up. Check out the webpage. You'll see, if you didn't see it, take a look at this video of the riots that took place all over the Trump inauguration. Everybody forgot about that. Also, hey, you know, Martin Luther King, we had this up yesterday. You know, besides all of his greatness and all that, he was just a regular guy with a sense of humor and a good personality. Why? Here's a clip of him on The Tonight Show telling a joke. You can't imagine that now. He's such a legendary figure. But watch him on The Tonight Show just telling Johnny Carson a joke. Also, you want to see some of the This is some of the best life advice you could ever have. Tucker Carlson, believe it or not, this amazing life advice. Take a look at it. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.